This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, our guest today tells us there are a pair of beetles active in our home landscapes right now. And in as far as any damage they might inflict on landscape plants, it's highly important to distinguish between the two, says our guest. We welcome back in horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd of K-State Research and Extension. First, Raymond, tell us about what's called the green June beetle, rather abundant out there in home landscape settings right now.
Yeah, the green June beetle is flying around in droves. And one of the issues, it kind of is always mistaken for Japanese beetles, but they're very different. The Japanese beetles, which we'll talk about, have these white tufts of hairs in the back of their abdomen, where green June beetles are dull metallic green. They look like they're flying around like tanks because they're so big. They're not really going to cause much damage, although we can see them feed on fruit, apples or something like that if it's been damaged, some corn tassels. But in terms of damage compared to the Japanese beetle, there is no comparison. The green June beetle feeds on organic matter, the larvae in the ground. So they're just more of a nuisance or anomaly out there flying around in droves and running into your buildings. And they can be entertaining, yeah.
And more of an annoyance maybe, if anything else.
We have seen some in western Kansas information about this, thousands of these things, whatever that means, just flying around. And again, it's just an anomaly. They'll eventually stop and then it's all over.
So they're not much more than a curiosity out there. You mentioned, though, the Japanese beetles. Those are quite abundant as well, and they do inflict damage, right?
Absolutely, Eric. The Japanese beetle feeds in over 350 plant species, primarily in the rose family. Roses, pears, cherries, plums, crab apples would be one. And that one you have to do something about. The adults are out for several months, and they'll cause extensive damage, so you have to spray with an insecticide. And then later on, the females will lay eggs in the soil. The eggs then hatch, and these larvae then feed on the turf grass. And they're a problem in August, September, because that's when it's hot and dry, and typically the turf grass is stressed. But right now, they're out there feeding on the above-ground portions, and people have to do something, or they're going to suffer some pretty destructive damage on the roses.
And once more, distinguishing them from the green June beetle, the Japanese beetle, a bit different in appearance?
Yeah, the Japanese beetle is smaller, for one. They're coppery-colored, the wings, more metallic green than the green June beetle. Okay. But the major morphological distinguishing characteristic is those tufts of white hair on the back of the abdomen of the Japanese beetle, which are absolutely not present at all on the green June beetle.
Right. Yeah. As far as contending with Japanese beetles, standard insecticides will get the job done?
Yeah, unfortunately, the insecticides we have are pretty harmful to beneficials and even bees. So really, if you're going to spray, don't spray when bees are active. And if you spray too often, what could happen, you can stimulate spider mite outbreaks because you're killing on the natural predators that are out there. So really be cautious. However, we just don't have an alternative. This is an insect that's been around in the 1916 but we're still relying on our standard contact broad-spectrum materials. We don't recommend the Japanese beetle traps because you'll allure a lot more, at least if you put them near your yard. We do recommend them as Christmas presents to your neighbors and let them deal with it. But we really don't recommend them because of the fact they'll lure Japanese beetles in for miles. And the Japanese beetles can actually feed before they get into the traps. So you can actually increase damage as a possibility.
So homeowners, gardeners, be vigilant against Japanese beetles for a few weeks yet. They'll be around.
Yeah, and if you have small numbers, you can easily disturb them and hit them over some soapy water, and it kills them. I mean, they're very lethargic in the morning, and just shake the branches, the legs will flare out, and you can put some soapy water, and it'll drop right down into it. Now, if you've got thousands of Japanese beetles, then that's a different story. Yeah.
Incidentally, there's a helpful article on green June beetles and Japanese beetles with side-by-side photos of each to aid you in differing between the two. That's in the latest entomology newsletter out of K-State at entomology.ksu.edu. We'll welcome you back soon. Thanks, Raymond, for the time.
Always enjoyed, Eric. Look forward to our next visit.
He's horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd of Kansas State University. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension, and this is the K-State Radio Network.